from all the intelligence we have is increasing by the day, because it is a very lucrative illegal enterprise which is estimated to be worth millions and possibly even billions of dollars. Our naval intelligence attachment is collating intelligence, analyzing and interpreting them to advise command how to deal with it. But in the meantime, looking at the experience of Nigeria, we can say that some of the persons involved may be very well connected with wide and deep networks because the enterprise is very lucrative. Now, this is what happens. These marine tankers arrange with their collaborators ashore. They agree on a position at sea to rendezvous, and the times and everything are arranged. Then, for whatever reason, our base is closed, and even if up there to see whether a ship is going out to sea. So they determine when perhaps no ship is going to sea, and then the canoes. And these are very wide. I have never seen any such canoes in my life before, sir. Specialized canoes which can take as much as 30,000 liters of diesel at a go. It's just wonderful. And as you can see, very deep hold. So they take on the fuel, return to either a beach or the fishing harbor where tankers will be waiting for them ashore. All this is pumped into the tankers and off they go. No dime paid for duty or tax. Meanwhile, they are making millions and billions of dollars. And as awash as they are in cash, do not seek out public officials they can corrupt. So we have to deal with this. Just the presence is enough of a deterrent, because they know the Navy will arrest them. Bring them. It means the Navy must be constantly at sea. That requires resources.
Commandant Osei Ekufuor said 9 arrests have been made so far.
We have made a number of arrests, fishing harbor, beaches, so on and so forth. But I can understand that for every arrest we make, about 9 or 10 pass. So if we were able to deploy the whole Ghana Armed Forces and then the police and other security agencies along the beach, almost 100 we will not be able to cover. So the question and the solution does not lie with tackling it at this destination. Lies in dealing with it at sea. And it's the Navy which can do that by being present at sea constantly
to arrest and hand over to the agencies which have the mandate to conduct investigations and prosecute. So once we arrest them, and indeed we do not even release them, we hand them over, and it is up to the National Petroleum Authority and then police. So far we have not had any feedback on whether anybody has been prosecuted at all.
You heard the flag officer of the Western Naval Command in Takrade, Commandant Isaac Osei Ekufuor. The Vice President is expected to meet the Chief of Isikado, Nana Kobinanketia.